The Voices Dot Earth podcast series is brought to you by the Dot Earth Domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing Dot Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices Dot Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Joe Hand, who is the co-founder at Geeky, which has the website geeky.earth. And Geeky offers a number of solutions to help you reduce your carbon footprint, including a step-by-step guide to actually having a lighter carbon footprint. And Joe, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's great to be here today.
Yeah, likewise. And let's start off the top. If you don't mind, tell us about Geeky, your offerings, how the idea came about, all that good stuff.
Sure. So Geeky stands for Get Informed, Know Your Impact. And we set it up in 2017. I actually set it up with my husband, James. And we wanted to help people all over the world understand and then reduce our environmental impacts, because we were really struck by the fact that there is increasing awareness and concern around what's happening to our environment all over the world. And people want to do the right thing. They want to take action, but they often really don't know where to start and don't know what the right thing looks like. So if we could help people understand the impacts of all of those decisions that we make every day from an environmental perspective, and help them find choices and steps and different decisions that are going to be more environmentally sustainable, then that's really what our focus is. And we think it's really important to make sure that the information that we give people is accessible, empowering, positive, and also personalized, because we're all different. We all have different situations, different needs, different budget, different lifestyles. And it's about finding what's right for every individual, because that's the only way really that it's going to be possible to make the changes that we're going to need to make to protect the environment in the longer term, on which, of course, we all depend.
Oh, that's awesome. I appreciate that rundown there. What a great offering. I think it is spot on for what we need right now in our world, and especially you're empowering consumers or regular people to really be active in reducing their carbon footprint. That's really, really cool. So let's dive in a little bit to some of your solutions. If you don't mind, tell us about Geeky Zero.
Sure. So we launched Geeky Zero in just May of last year, in the midst of the pandemic, first lockdown here in the UK, but I think we're pretty much the whole world was locked down at that stage. And what it does is helps you understand what your carbon footprint is and then find lots and lots of different ways that you can reduce it. And some of those steps are super simple and just to help you get started and help you start thinking about things from a different perspective. And then some of them are much more detailed and complicated and might, you know, for people who have been thinking about this kind of thing for a long time. So the carbon footprint calculator is one of the most detailed science-based calculators in the world. But what we've tried to do is make it as accessible and easy to use and fun to use as possible, because I think sometimes this stuff has been kind of overwhelming for people and not fun. And at the end of the day, with so many different priorities in our lives at the moment and so much going on, actually, in order to make it accessible and to encourage people to actually want to use this kind of information, it needs to be fun and empowering and useful as well. So the footprint piece is the first piece. You can go in and understand everything from what we eat to, you know, how we heat our homes, things around what we do with our money, so our banking, our pensions, those kind of things. Vacation, for example, the carbon footprint of a camping holiday compared to going to stay in a five-star hotel. The five-star hotel would have 18 times the carbon footprint of going camping. So there's lots of little nuggets in there like that that just help bring some of these decisions that we make alive. And then the next stage is the steps page. So you can filter through over 130 different steps to help choose the right steps for you to start making changes in our lifestyle. And I think we're so good at being able to judge decisions on price, on, you know, how much time something's going to take us. But what we're hoping to do with Geeky Zero is help people to start to think about some of our decisions from an environmental perspective And, you know, it's kind of second nature, really, from a price perspective. We know when something's expensive, we know when something's cheap, but we very rarely know when something's got a big environmental impact or when it's got a small environmental impact. And actually helping feed that into our decision making, and sometimes it actually makes making decisions a lot easier.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. And that's actually a perfect segue into my next question, which is your other offering, which I thought was really interesting, which is Geeky Badges. Tell us about those.
Yeah. So Geeky Badges was the first product we launched in 2018. And what it does is rate UK supermarket products on sustainability and also health related and ethical related issues. So we have about 280,000 UK supermarket products in there, and you just simply scan the barcode and it tells you how products perform against lots of different areas. So, for example, we look at carbon footprint. We look at issues such as palm oil. Does the product contain palm oil, which is found in most supermarket aisles, interestingly, but it's not something that, you know, we often think about, but has been linked to lots of issues around deforestation. And we also show, you know, that some palm oil is sustainably sourced. So we show whether the palm oil has been sustainably sourced in these particular products. We look at better packaging. We look at also from a health perspective, you know, is it a healthier option? We look at, does it contain chemicals of concern? And what we wanted to do with Geeky Badges was to cover a really broad spectrum of issues, because, you know, most of us are too busy to go to lots of different places to find out about non-price related product information. So we thought if we can put it all in one place and then also suggest alternatives for people, so that actually once you've got a measure of the product that's in your hand and whether you want to buy it or not, okay, you might feel, well, I don't want to buy this one, but here are some other suggestions that perform better. So that's the aim with Geeky Badges. And what's been great is about 80% of people who use it actually changing shopping decisions as a result of using it. And I think what that shows is that if you can get the right information to people in the right tone and at the right time, we do want to change. You know, most people don't want to buy products that are damaging to the environment. And it's just, you know, helping make that connection so that we can all make choices with with sufficient information about the choices that we're making. And, you know, sometimes you might decide, well, actually, I'm okay with this. It's fine. I'm going to go with this one. But at least you have the information there to be able to make an informed decision.
That's really neat. Yeah. Wow. That's cool. And I said about how 80% of the people, how they have responded to it. And it makes sense. Like if I was using the solution, I used it to check out a certain product. It's like you learn the lesson once. So let's say it's an olive oil or something like that. And I see that, wow, this is not really, you know, it wasn't really made sustainably. I would immediately switch. Do you know what I mean? It's like that one time you use it, you see the product, it's not working or it doesn't work well with the environment. Move on. So I could see the learning process being very quick for people, because you don't need to go back and scan a product you've already educated yourself on, right?
That's exactly it. And, you know, most of us buy pretty much the same thing every week anyway, and we might kind of go crazy and try a new product that's recently come out. But usually our grocery bag or trolley, or as we call it, we call it trolley in the UK. I know you call it a cart, don't you? Yeah, a grocery cart. Yeah. Looks pretty much the same every week. So once you've got a measure of what your regular products look like, and you can swap out the ones for something different, and you know, there's so much choice out there, you can usually find something that fits better with what's important to you.
Yeah, that's really neat. And just overall, how is the adoption of your solutions going? How are people reacting out there to this?
Well, I think that, I mean, certainly in terms of both products, actually, I'm just thinking about the two of them. So Geeky Badges has been going much longer, for a couple of years now, so much, much higher numbers of people are using that. But I think just in the last, and Geeky Zero, we've seen a big growth in take up, particularly actually since the new year, I think, when a lot of people came back from that break over the Christmas period, and with a kind of renewed desire to do more about the environment. And I think, you know, although obviously the pandemic has been hugely challenging in so many different ways for everybody, the good news is that the desire to work towards protecting our environment and dealing with climate change has not gone away. And I think that we've really seen just in the last couple of years such a big mindset change in many different parts of the world. As the urgency is kind of there in front of us, we see all these extremes of weather, and it's, you know, you can't kind of ignore it anymore. So I think that's really brought it alive for people who maybe just hadn't thought about these issues that much in the past. It's becoming much more mainstream now.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And also, too, your website is geeky.earth. You all are .earth domain users. Why did you choose .earth?
We just felt it was a really good fit. You know, we thought about all the kind of usual permutations of .com and, you know, co.uk and .net. And we thought, you know, we're all about the earth. So that just felt like such a good fit. And luckily it was there waiting for us. So we went for that one.
Oh, that's excellent. That's excellent. And what is your future vision for Geeky? What's the path forward for you?
Well, we're very motivated by the fact that we really do not have a huge amount of time across the world to address the challenges of climate change before there's a risk that they become irreversible. So our aim is to roll out Geeky Zero really across lots and lots of different key geographies where individual footprints tend to be higher, and there's usually a direct correlation between wealth, the wealth of a nation, and individual carbon footprint. So the wealthier the nation, the footprints would tend to be bigger on a per capita basis. So we're actually just working on our US version at the moment, which should go live in the next few months, which is very exciting. Then we're focusing on key European economies in the run up to the summer. And then we'll keep expanding in different geographies over the months and years to come. I think the great thing is that actually you can already use Geeky Zero anywhere in the world, but we want to make it much more personal and relevant to your own, you know, individual national experience, which, you know, clearly every country is different, has different, you know, different lifestyles, different requirements. So I think to the point about, you know, the more personal, the better, and the more engaging it is for people, that's something that we're focusing on strongly. And, you know, in terms of the longer term, we would just love everybody to be able to engage with and get behind this idea that we've got to move together towards net zero. And policy is going to be crucial, business transformation equally important, but us as individuals have huge potential to play a really big role in this. And around up to approximately 70% of global greenhouse gas emissions actually come from us people, you know, people, households. So I think sometimes we kind of forget how much influence we have over our future, albeit collectively, but I think that's really important. And luckily, the awareness in that area is really growing, which is great. And the other thing is actually a more sustainable lifestyle is often a much more satisfying and gratifying lifestyle. We often hear from people who've made changes and they feel so much better for it. And that's, yeah, so it can be a win-win and sometimes save money too, which is a, you know, third bonus.
Yeah, that's awesome. It sounds like you have a bright future ahead of you and certainly meeting a tremendous need out there in the marketplace. And Joe, we really appreciate your time today. And before we sign off, is there anything to add or anything we may have missed?
Well, I think just it's great to be here. And I think for everybody who's listening, don't underestimate what you can do as an individual. You know, use your own changes within your own lifestyle, but also use your voice to encourage other people, because a lot of our research suggests that people decide to try to live more sustainably and protect our planet as a result of influence from close friends and family. So yeah, don't be shy about sharing the benefits of this movement with your peers, because that's the way we drive change.
That's awesome. What a perfect way to end this Voices.Earth podcast interview with Joe Hand, who is the co-founder at Geeky, which has the website geeky.earth. And as you heard, they have a couple of offerings that help you really, really, really lighten your overall carbon footprint. And Joe, thank you so much for your time today.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .earth domains. Through Voices.earth, you can also secure your own .earth domain name through all major registrars.